Researchers are looking into how babies might be exposed to arsenic. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Arsenic is poisonous, but scientists are still trying to figure out what it does to us at very low doses. A research team has found breastfed infants have lower exposure to arsenic than babies who exclusively drink formula. Kathy Cottingham is a professor of biological sciences at Dartmouth. You measured arsenic levels in six-week-old babies. And we should say, first of all, that for all the babies, the levels were low. But the formula-fed babies had higher arsenic levels than breastfed babies. Why is that?
We think that's associated with the fact that some of the arsenic exposure comes from formula powder, and that's relatively low. And then the rest of the exposure is from the water that's used to mix the formula. And because our population comes from a group of families that drink private tap water, which can have arsenic concentrations that vary considerably, the babies also have varied exposures from that water.
So those are homes that are on private wells that don't have federal standards for drinking water. They're unregulated.
Exactly.
Now, why would arsenic be showing up in formula at all?
Well, arsenic is a naturally occurring element that's found pretty much everywhere. And there's just some parts of the world where it's in higher levels than others. And that's why we have high drinking water arsenic in places in New Hampshire and you have in Michigan. And the similar things happen with the products that are used to make formula. So anything that's not completely manufactured in the lab is going to have some potential arsenic in it.
So how concerned should parents be about the arsenic levels in formula?
I don't see, and I'm not a physician, but if I were feeding an infant right now, I wouldn't worry so much about the powder, but I'd want to know about what the water that I was using to mix the formula with, how much arsenic was in there, and I'd want to act accordingly if my arsenic in my water was high.
What about moms who are on private wells with arsenic above federal limits and they're breastfeeding their babies?
Yeah, the amazing thing is that there's something about human physiology where even if the moms are drinking water in the 100, 200 microgram per liter range, what's coming out in breast milk is very low.
Arsenic can cause cancer and a range of other serious health problems. What do we know about how arsenic can affect babies and small children?
Right now, we know that arsenic has effects on birth outcomes. So when pregnant women are exposed to high concentrations of arsenic, that can have adverse effects on later stages in pregnancy, the size of the babies at birth, that sort of thing. And then during exposure after birth, so during the newborn period, may be associated with long-term health consequences. Exposure at the levels we're talking about here, we don't know what, if any, health effects there are. That's part of the reason why we're doing this study, is to try to figure out what exposures in these different time windows could mean for long-term outcomes for these children.
So we have federal standards that limit arsenic in public sources of drinking water, but not in food. What should parents do when it comes to the things that they feed their babies?
Well, so in this early newborn period, again, if babies need to be fed with formula, then knowing the arsenic concentration in the water, I would be concerned then at weaning to think about what foods are being fed and to choose foods that are known to be lower in arsenic if arsenic is a concern.
So what are those? What are your best choices?
I think one exposure to be alert to is rice cereal. So lots of people have been counseled to use rice cereal as their first source of food. And that for a very, very small set of babies, then that's sort of their best option. But for many babies, fruits and vegetables, you know, pureed fruits and vegetables are just as good. Oatmeal can be an option. Some of these other alternative grains can be an option.
Kathy Cottingham is a professor of biological sciences at Dartmouth. Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.